Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. Governor-elect Tony Evers said he would like to see stricter penalties for first-time OWI offenders. Wisconsin is one of few states which considers the first such offense a civil matter. Legislation would be considered during the coming legislative session at the Capitol to criminalize operating while intoxicated. The person who is arrested the first time has it. Evers says he doesn't want to increase the state's jail population, but be open to making the penalties a little bit harsher. The addition of about 100 auditors at the Wisconsin Department of Revenue has more than covered the additional cost. State lawmakers dedicated $14 million in the most recent budget to create positions that have led directly to the collection of an additional $72 million. State officials say there was an increased focus on collecting taxes from out-of-state businesses, which were often unaware they owed Wisconsin any money at all. About 400 tax auditors are on the job after the additional hires. And the complex world of youth justice is the topic of the League of Women Voters of the North Woods meeting next week. League member Cheryl Hobbs said she recently attended two programs through Nicolet College's Learning and Retirement that made her wonder about youth justice. She found out this area has high drug use among youth and other risk factors. She says many people she's talked with are unsure what the future will bring.
Seemed like a good time for us to become aware of what's happening and understand it, trying to think of ways that we could help. So that's why we set up this meeting, which is kind of a jumble of speakers and ideas in an attempt to become part of what our understanding is and what kind of action we could do, and to make the community aware of it as well.
Cheryl Hobbs says while the situation at the Lincoln Hills Copper Lake facility at Irma drew attention to youth justice, she says there's another part of youth justice to examine.
I'm really interested in what we can do to prevent people from getting to that point. And we do have community groups that are active in that role.
The monthly meeting of the League of Women Voters of the North Woods is being held Tuesday, January 8th at 1:30 p.m. at River Valley Bank on North 4th Street in Tomahawk. The meeting is open to the public. People living nearby say they heard 20 to 30 gunshots New Year's Eve and thought it was just part of a celebration. Milwaukee police are investigating a triple shooting on the city's north side, which left one man dead and two others wounded. The 37-year-old victim died at the scene. Police were informed that a car arrived at a nearby hospital with about 10 minutes later with two wounded people, a man and a woman. No names have been released, and police are still searching for suspects. People in rural Wisconsin in a county are split over a proposed solar farm. A Chicago developer named Invenergy wants to cover 2,700 acres in Iowa County with solar panels. The proposed Badger Hollow solar farm would produce more than 70,000 power for 70,000 homes. Some residents support the plan, saying it has a financial benefit for farmers who own land where the solar panels are placed, in addition to solar power being environmentally friendly. But critics say they're concerned the panels will take up valuable farmland and hurt the area's scenic beauty. The weather forecast for the rest of the day: look for skies to be mostly cloudy with a high near 19 and scattered flurries this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy, low around 11. Thursday, partly sunny, high near 31 and windy with wind gusts over 20. Thursday night, partly cloudy, low 23. And Friday, sunny with a high near 37. By Saturday, they say 41. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe. Here on WXPR, I'm Ken Kroll.